Take a few minutes to gather your mind. It's been scattered all over the place this morning, all the different responsibilities, all the different things you have to look after. Now you can put them down. Take a couple of good long deep in and out breaths from deep down inside. Let it scatter all the things that would pull you away while you pull your mind down in. The mind needs a place like this to settle in, otherwise it just gets worn out. Just like the body needs time to rest, a place to rest, the mind needs to rest as well. And sometimes we overlook this need, worried about this responsibility, that responsibility, how is this going to get done, how is that going to get done. We think if we think about these things enough, that's going to move us towards accomplishing them. But a lot of times, a lot of the thinking is an obstacle. It actually gets in the way. So you have to learn how to read your thinking. When it's an obstacle, when it's a help. When it starts getting dull, okay, that's the time to rest. An old image is of a knife. If you keep cutting, cutting, cutting with a knife, it starts getting dull, and then you have to put a lot of strength into the cutting. And eventually the knife can't cut anything at all, and you keep hacking away. What you've got to do is stop and polish the knife, sharpen the knife. And then it doesn't take much strength at all, just one little slice and it goes right through. So it is with the mind. If you find that your thinking is getting dull, just stop. Give the mind time to rest. And even though there may be responsibilities that need to be taken care of, you put off the ones that you can so you can have a little space for yourself. And let the mind find its rest. Let it find its strength inside. That way you can deal with whatever comes up in the course of the day. You don't know what the various problems of the day are going to be, but you do know you're going to need a lot of mindfulness, a lot of alertness. You're going to need a lot of mental strength in order to deal with them. So this is where you get it. So regardless of the details of the day, the basic principle is this is what you need in order to get through the day. This ability to teach the mind how to find its resting spots, how to find its resting times. And in between its resting times, how to use its energy as efficiently as possible. Anything comes up, you know it's not going to take you anywhere. If you think about it, just let it go. Let it go. Replace those unskillful thoughts with things that are actually useful. So if you look after your mind, it'll take care of you. If you don't look after it, it just stops being as useful as it could be. And everybody suffers.